This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Mark, firstly, can you tell us what have your churches been learning during lockdown?
My role is a regional minister for the Baptist Association, and we express that in the words Greater West for Christ. Our name is our purpose. We like to say that, Greater West for Christ. So probably what I've seen that's been learnt by the churches that I've been heavily involved with is their passion for engaging in digital communication. That's been pretty exciting. But the biggest thing that I've been excited about is I've noticed regional networks of prayer that have been burst all over the place, like really significant. I'm seeing the church praying like it's never prayed before. And I'm hearing just stories of churches that are actually growing, churches that are engaging with people who don't normally engage with church. Probably the biggest and most exciting thing is what started with just basically expressing congregations online, Facebook and all the rest of it, and adapting that way, has moved towards engaging with people in authentic community in a digital way. Zoom church is just going crazy with the number of churches that I'm involved with. It's just going amazing and people are being creative. Just the weekend gone, two churches did church together on Zoom.
Cool.
So that was pretty cool. That's been the most exciting thing, to see whole new communities being established online. It's been really, really creative. When COVID hit, our young leaders, they were really up to speed on digital technology, so moved really quickly. And all were different. They all tried different things and really embraced a local expression digitally of their churches.
You mentioned there that some of the churches you are involved with have grown, which sounds to me like there's been some good outreach across local communities. But have there been other ways that the churches in your network have served the local community during lockdown?
One of the things that we're pretty pumped up about in our region, we actually have 19 chaplains serving 21 schools. And what we do is we have local chaplains connected through local churches serving local schools. So Greater West for Christ chaplaincy supports the chaplaincy vision of local public schools of local churches. What that's meant is that local people, that you know, they don't have to travel out of their LGA. They're actually there right around the corner from the school serving as chaplains. And we've seen hampers being delivered. We've seen all sorts of stuff happening. Chaplains in Google classrooms. We actually have a number of chaplains who are actually the ministers of churches. So they've taken a bivocational role to doing church.
Right.
So the chaplaincy, to think of it this way, 21 public schools, and the schools have had it hard during this lockdown.
They have.
21 public schools have been engaged with by 19 different chaplains across, I think it's about 16 or 17 different churches. I had a story of somebody, you know, was basically got permission to be an essential worker to drive a mum to her cancer treatment in hospital. You know, things like that, as well as delivering hampers, as well as bringing messages of hope on Google classrooms. It's just been mind-blowing to see our chaplains at work.
And Mark, what about a word of encouragement for us? We could all do with it at the moment.
I must admit, I get excited about all the opportunities these new days bring. Jesus said really clearly, he said, in this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And I take him pretty seriously with that. We are pretty passionate about Jesus, Greater West for Christ, our name is our purpose sort of thing. But the fact that he said, in this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So we got a Saviour who's overcome the world, who died and rose again, who says, just press into me. He says, you can ask anything in my name, it will be given. And so my word of encouragement is have another read of John 15, 16, 17 and just see how wonderful and amazing Jesus is and how he's got this. And we can ask anything in his name. In this world we'll have troubles, but he has overcome the world. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
But you've convinced me. I was already convinced, but I'm convinced again. Finally, Mark, have you got a prayer you can share with us that we could all pray at this time?
Oh, I'd love to pray just out of that scripture that I just shared.
Please.
If that's okay.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, this is my prayer, my very simple prayer. Lord Jesus, we just believe in you. We believe that you promised us that you've overcome the world. And we acknowledge that in this world we will have troubles. But we ask in your name, Jesus, because of your heart, Jesus, that we would find strength to be overcomers with you. We know we can't do it ourselves, but we know that you promised that you will. So carry us through, Jesus, through this season, and keep us united and hidden in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.